This week, musicians from across the country are in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to take part in the Moravian Music Festival. Moravia is in the Czech Republic. You might guess that a festival would have lots of fiddles and folk dancers and brass bands going oom-pa-pa, but this is music of the Moravian Church. In colonial America, if you wanted to hear soaring music in the European style, one of the best places to go was a Moravian church. Music commentator Miles Hoffman says the Moravians knew great music and helped it spread throughout the colonies. Since the festival is happening this week, Miles brought in some recordings and some research. The Moravian church, he says, is one of the oldest Protestant denominations in the world.
They started in 1457, originally spiritual descendants of Jan Hus, the Czech church reformer who was burnt at the stake for his troubles. After almost being wiped out, they started again in Germany. Now, they came to America, the Moravians, very early, in the 1740s. They founded the town of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And the Moravian Music Festival that's going on now in Winston-Salem is partly a celebration of the Moravians arriving in North Carolina.
And is music still a part of the practice of their faith?
Music is an integral part of the practice of the faith. What's interesting about the Moravians is they tend not to make a distinction between the sacred and the secular. And traditionally, the Moravians express and communicate their theology through music.
And the music, was it brought here to America or was it composed here?
Both. They composed their own music. They also brought music from Europe. So if you look at the dates of some of the well-known Moravian composers, their lifespans coincide almost exactly with the lifespan of somebody like Joseph Haydn or with Mozart. So these were people who brought this European classical tradition to America, mostly as talented amateurs. But since music was so important, they were also highly trained in other churches at the time. What choral music you would hear, what singing you would hear, would be accompanied by, at most, an organ, whereas in Moravian churches, there would be an orchestra.
Well, the union's gonna like that.
Yeah, sure, more jobs. But I don't think they were paid, Bob. Now, what's interesting, Bob, is that the Moravians were not, they lived in their own communities, but they were not totally unknown. For example, George Washington and Lafayette and Samuel Adams all slept there. They slept in Bethlehem in the Moravian community during the Revolution. Benjamin Franklin used to go down to Bethlehem at Easter. The Moravians have a tradition of Easter sunrise services where a brass band would go around and wake up people at 2 or 3 in the morning, just to make sure they're up, and then they would gather outside the church at sunrise and then all go to the cemetery where usually a trombone choir actually would play. And the trombone choirs were used to announce special events or to lead processions or to announce deaths. And based on which hymn they were playing, the community would know whether it was a young man, a young woman, a child. It was almost like a code.
So what kind of music did they play outside the church?
All sorts of music, Bob. The tradition of wind and brass ensembles was very strong in Moravian communities, and they had chamber music get-togethers, and their function was to have fun. Number two, to keep people out of trouble on Saturday nights. And number three, perhaps the most important, to help train musicians so that they could then play beautifully in church.
Festive.
Very festive. Now, if you want to get really festive, you should hear the music of the 26th Regimental Band of the Confederate Soldiers of America. This band, during the Civil War, it was a Moravian band from Salem, which we now call Old Salem. And these arrangements are just incredible. They played all sorts of things. They played marches, they played waltzes, novelty tunes.
Dixie.
They did play Dixie. They also played these great opera arrangements. One of my favorites is the Trovatore Quick Step. Now, Trovatore, Il Trovatore by Giuseppe Verdi, but they had a piece called the Trovatore Quick Step.
That's pretty wild. It's a march that's trying to become a rag, I think.
Something like that, with the Anvil Chorus thrown in. So they brought a remarkable level of skill to it. And they, in a sense, they spread their skill, Bob, because they had many music schools, the Moravians. And so non-Moravians would come and study at the Moravian music schools and then go back to New York or Philadelphia or wherever they went and spread this culture.
Do you hear this music outside of festivals?
Yes. You can go to any Moravian community, any Moravian church, and hear this music still being played. It's kept alive by people who are connected with the church, and also, I must say, by musicians who have come to know the music. People hear this music and they say, wow, this is beautiful, and this is one of the purposes of the festival.
They play this in Moravia? Or did they all split?
I don't know if that's a very good question. I don't know if there's still Moravians in Moravia.
And of course, he had to find out. He is, after all, Miles Hoffman, author of the NPR Classical Music Companion and artistic director of the American Chamber Players. Miles phoned the experts and found out there are a few thousand members of the Moravian Church still in Moravia. The music festival in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, continues through Friday. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.